God's word for our consideration this morning is from Paul's letter to the Ephesian church, of which I'm going to reread a few of the verses. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight and in his love. So far, God's word for us to consider as we know that he nourishes us in this life so that we can continue to be his servants here in the world. And this God of ours, he creates so many wonders and blessings. He blesses us countless numbers of times. He blesses us each and every day of our lives with his power, because there's nothing that God can't do. We may think that there's nothing God can do. We may know some things. But I want you to think about one thing that God did. As powerful as he is, and all creation, giving us life and breath. But there's something that we could think that God could not do. Ever be any of you been to Niagara Falls and heard the roar of the waves or the roar of the water going over that Niagara Falls? When I was 12 years old, I stood there and listened. It was an amazing sound. And it's something that we could say, God can't stop the waters of Niagara Falls. But oh, he did. God sent those waters to be freezing and frozen one winter day. The water didn't go over the falls that day. It showed God's power and strength. And so we too can see God's power and strength in all of the blessings that are around us. All the gifts that we have been given each and every day. We're given the gift of life when we rise from the dead and we see the sunshine. We're blessed with each other. We're blessed with our children and grandchildren. We're blessed with the ability to work. We're blessed with the ability to walk. We're blessed with the ability to breathe. We're blessed with the ability that our hearts pound within us, thinking of his grace and his mercy. Even when we sin, even when we turn away from God and his word, thinking we know the way, God still blesses us. Because God continues to come after us. He continues to come with his grace and his mercy. When I was a student at Concordia Seminary, walked into one of the rooms, and on the bulletin board was this cross that was lying kind of kittywampus. And under that cross was the word grace. And written out on that word grace was God's riches at Christ's expense. So when you think about it, God's grace shines on us because of Christ. And because of what Christ went through for us. That Christ went through the denial of his disciple Peter. He went through the betrayal of Judas. He endured the whipping and the taunts of the people. He endured all that and he went to the cross. And his hands and his feet were nailed to that cross, all because of our sin, all because of God's grace that was shining down upon us each and every day of our lives. So God comes to us and we say, wow, what a God. Wow, what a God who gives us the trees to enjoy. Wow, what a God who blesses us with the crops that are in the fields. Wow, what a God we have. who enables us to hold the smallest of creatures. While what of God we have gives us our families to enjoy and to have around us. All of God's grace, they are in our lives, that we are blessed. We're blessed with this new life that God gives to us. I want you to think about that new life. The Apostle Paul also writes to the Corinthians in the second letter, the fifth chapter, and he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." He also echoes that in his letter to the Romans, where in the sixth chapter, Paul writes about baptism, that we are made alive in him, in Christ. So we have been made alive. We are made anew, even when we sin, because God has blessed us with that word of forgiveness in Jesus. And as we are forgiven, he empowers us with this new life so that we may continue to be his disciples here in the world and reaching out and touching the lives of others. Whether it's going to a funeral or the visitation before the funeral, or whether it's going to a wedding and enjoying the company of those people there, if it's enjoying the baptism, or whatever it is, God uses us to touch other people, to touch them with the love that God has for us. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He has blessed us with forgiveness. He has blessed us with eternal life. He has blessed us with that new life that touches others. You see, your new life doesn't stop at the door. Your life in Christ doesn't stop at the door or isn't hung up on the coat rack when you leave. It follows you everywhere you go, just like your name that is known among other people. So is the name that God gives you as a Christian, that you are God's child, redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ. You are in him and he is in you each and every day of your lives. And so we celebrate. We celebrate not just this day, but we celebrate each and every day. We celebrate the connection that Mount Moriah has with Trinity. We celebrate in joyful response to what God is doing right now with Mount Moriah, that we will be adding people to this congregation very soon. And as we add more people, we are being blessed. We are being blessed by a forgiving and loving God who uses each and every one of us to welcome new people, to welcome them among us, and to be that person that is alive in Christ because we are redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ to serve him daily with everything we have. Our words, our actions, our hands, our feet, our lives. This is a great God. This is a great God who works in us. This is the great God who created the world in 6 days. And we are being bombarded each and every day with the world saying, oh, it's 60 million years old. Or maybe a couple hundred thousand years old. God created this world in 6 days, 6 consecutive days, and this world is no older than 6 to 8,000 years. That's how old this earth is. God is great. God is a wonderful God. God has done everything. He has been with his children throughout all of this world. He has and with his children as he brought them out of Egypt. He's been with his children each and every day. He is with you as well. As you continue to live here in this world, this God is a wonderful God. This God will continue to bless you with all strength and with all endurance. In Christ's holy name, amen.